Welcome back to the Tackle Podcast. I don't have George with me, but I am joined by River Hill seniors Sean McGowan and Carl Brzak. Following River Hill's playoff loss to Athton, we're here to give a game recap and talk about their season as a whole. So we'll start off with you, Sean. What were your takeaways from today's game?
Played a close game in the beginning, but they came back, took the lead, pretty much held it the whole game up until the end, and it just fell apart, you know. Couple bad plays, couple great shots by Athelton, and, you know, just didn't fall their way.
Yeah, Carl?
Yeah, I mean, basically what Sean said, you know, held the lead for most of the game. It looked like we were going to take it away, but then, you know, sometimes last-second plays are all – that you need to change the whole game up. So,
yeah, number 11 hit that clutch deep three to take a 2-point lead. It was with about 6 seconds left in the game. Then we were in scramble mode, couldn't even get a shot up, turn the ball over. And
yeah, I mean, towards the end there, all they had to do was inbound it, get it down court, and hold it. But
we couldn't beat their full court press. Just played
a great press and knew what to do with the ball.
Yep. Were there any players, obviously outside of number 11 who had that clutch shot, were there any players that stood out to you as having good performances, either of you?
I mean, obviously Levi had a great game. Defensively, I'd say a lot of our bigs stepped up today, not a lot of points in the paint.
Oh, yeah, they definitely got a majority of their shots from jump shots.
Yeah.
I forgot. I think it was number 23 on Athelton. He was hitting some tough jumpers, you know, getting to the mid range, knocking down some shots. But yeah, that was a game we definitely should have won.
Most definitely.
Unfortunate how it happened that way. You know, we were in a position where all we had to do was get past half court and we would have just got fouled and shot free throws and the game would have been over. But it's tough. So, now to talk about more of the season as a whole, I'll ask each of you, what was your favorite game to watch from the season? Carl, we'll start off with you.
Honestly, probably the River Hill Howard game. You know, that was a really good game early in the season. It kind of set the pace for the team and how they would do. I think that's a good game to reflect, like, how the team was overall, you know. I think they won that game by about like 7 points, 8 points, but it was a really exciting game.
Yeah, Sean, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, I loved watching every game, win or loss, just seeing those guys go out there, play their hardest. But for me personally, I'd say that Athelton game midway through the season was, you know, the best game they played. They just were on fire that day and crowd was loving it, full crowd. Yeah, I mean, and it was a great game because they were on some bad losses before that to some teams like Hammond, which were, you know, they're still good teams, but they were towards the end of the rankings. So, yeah, just to bounce back from that and beat a number one team in the county, you know, it was really jumpstart that they needed, but obviously didn't fall through in the end. But either way, great season from all the players, all the seniors, you know, great watching.
I've got to say, the Glenelg game was a pretty great game because I feel like that was the first game where we were like the whole team was able to put it together. And I think that gave us some momentum heading into the second half of the season.
Right.
But also another game, the Marriott Surge game, we didn't win that game, but I thought that was a very like entertaining game. You know, we were down like by like 12 or something at halftime and we came back, like kept it, took it to like a 1-point deficit in the fourth quarter, but they eventually took the lead and won the game. But that was still a good game.
Yeah, I'd say one of the best moments from that game was Andy Sabani, senior, number 32. Yeah, he just caught fire down the stretch and just made 5 threes in a row and the just kept us in there till the end. I mean, great performance by him.
All right. So MVP of the season, I feel like this one's pretty obvious. Would you all agree that it was Levi?
Yeah, I'd say.
Carl?
Yeah, I'd say Levi was definitely the biggest standout, but he definitely had a great supporting cast with him. So.
Yeah. How about Defensive Player of the Year? Who would you say?
I mean, low-key, I think Curtis was really good on defense. He always got a lot of blocks. And, like, as we saw today, he had that clutch inbound deflection to get us the ball back.
Yeah. Cruz had that rotation, where he put Curtis and Jack in for defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say our guards this year, they're really scrappy, you know, and can really put a big pressure towards the top of the key. But down low, with all our height, yeah, Curtis, Levi, they all had a great job.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. I think with us running like a zone defense, I would say it's more of a team effort on defense. So it's really tough to just like pick out one person. How about, let's say, who's the best the 3-point shooter of the year?
Oh, Andy.
Yeah, I'd say Andy, but Maddie B definitely up there in contention.
Yeah.
No, definitely Andy's definitely one of the best shooters in the county by far. In the county,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how about we do junior of the year? We don't have a rookie of the year because I think just about everyone is new to varsity. So I think this is a two-man race between Dimitri and Maddie B. Yeah.
I think it's honestly, I think Dimitri had like, at least on offense, he had like the biggest impact with all of his like and ones and just like points in the paint that were like, he did a lot of the dirty work for the team and he still got a lot of credit for it. So I think he should be like junior of the year, honestly.
Sean? Yeah, they both played very well. But I'd probably personally give it to Maddie B just because he's like a more scrappy, do it all kind of player, do the dirty work. That's my kind of player.
Yeah.
Who do you think was the best, top three best players in the county, non-Riverhill?
Non-Riverhill?
From what you've seen this season.
Definitely BC Owens. He's a great player.
Yeah.
All around athlete. Like I've seen him on the football field. And he's just like a polarizing player. Another player, I'm trying to think. That freshman on Marriott Ridge, you know.
Curtin.
I think he has a potential to be like a star in the next couple of years. You know, he's already one of the top names in the league as a freshman. Yeah. So imagining what he could do at like junior, senior year, I'm sure he'll be a really standout player.
And, all right, I'm back now. What was the question?
All right. Our question was, what are your top three players in the county, outside of Riverhill? Carl's finishing up. He said, do you see Curtin from Marriott Ridge? And then here's one more. Go ahead, Carl.
Yeah. Honestly, it's hard to pinpoint any specific player right now. I mean, I don't really know a lot of other teams' rosters like that, but those two were the top in scoring. So obviously, they're going to be probably on my list. And then 23 on Athelton. He was a pretty good player, you know, like he made a lot of buckets. I guess I could say he's pretty good top three.
Sean, your top three?
Yeah, a lot of great talent around the league. I wasn't able to watch BC in person play basketball, but after watching him football, I'd say he's pretty good. And I don't think I need to see him to know he's definitely the best player in the league, you know. But I would say my other top two, Marriott Ridge, number 23. I'm not sure what his name was, but he did really great against Riverhill when I was able to watch them. Patrick Curtin, he obviously, he's a freshman and he's putting up those numbers. You don't see that too often. And for him to do that, it's pretty incredible. So got to give props to him. Wild Lake, number 14, I'm pretty sure. Kane. I forget his name, but watching him, I was able to watch him twice, and he really put out there. I think he's a sophomore too, so going to be seeing him next 2 years.
Yeah, Howard County filled with
tons. So that's my top three. Yeah.
And we'll get to see Marriott's Ridge move on, where they will play Centennial in the region semifinals. And Atherton moves on, where they play Longreach in the region semifinals. Those are the only remaining Howard County teams left following today's regional quarterfinal games. So Marriott's Ridge, Centennial, who do you guys, who would you pick as the winner?
I got to go with Marriott's Ridge. You know, I think both teams are really good, but I don't think Centennial has, like, very standout talent like that. Like, I know they're a good three-point shooting team, and honestly, I didn't get to see them when we played River Hill, but I know Marriott's Ridge is a pretty solid team. So
yeah. Yeah, I'd say Marriott's Ridge, too. I remember when River Hill played Centennial, every single point Centennial scored in the first half was by a three-pointer, and I don't think that's very sustainable against a really good team like Marriott's Ridge. And, you know, we saw what Marriott's Ridge could do. They beat all the top teams in Howard County. They won the county, and I think they'll move on. Sean, how about you? What would you say? Who's going to win, Marriott's Ridge or Centennial?
Well, I was able to watch both those teams. I'd say they're great shooting teams, especially Centennial. I think they had about 16 threes, was it, against River Hill?
Something like that, yeah.
And I don't know if that was a fluke or not. Like, I'm not sure how they usually perform. But after watching that game, you know, there's not really one standout player they have there. They're all their players, you know, good all-around, solid team. But Marriott's Ridge, I'm going to say, is going to win that game. They got a lot of talent. They play a solid offense. Should be an interesting game, though. I'm excited to see.
Yeah. Now for the second region, Atherton, Longreach. Who do you guys got in that one? Carl, let's start with you.
Well, honestly, like Longreach, I mean, not Longreach, Atherton's had like a pretty good season. I'd say they've established themselves as like somewhat of a powerhouse type team. Not really powerhouse, but like, you know, they were like undefeated for a long stretch, and that's pretty impressive. And I've never seen Longreach basketball play, but, you know, I've heard that they're a pretty solid team. And as a River Hill fan at this moment, I want Longreach to be Atherton, but I can't really say who's going to win. I mean, I could say Atherton just because they've seemed pretty solid the last couple times we've seen them, but I really think it's, like, unpredictable at this moment.
Yeah, I definitely see upset potential in this matchup just because this game, River Hill Atherton, showed that Atherton can be beat. I think Longreach is a good team. And, you know, you have to be good to be Wild Lake. Wild Lake is one of those tough, scrappy teams. And I think they honestly might be harder to play against than Atherton. So we'll see how it is what they play on Wednesday. But I want to go with an upset. I think Longreach might win this game. Sean?
Yeah, so I've been able to watch both those teams. And I got to say, Wild Lake's defense is probably the number one in the county. Like, what they run, it's very unique what they do, but they run it very well. It's like a full court press the whole game, but if it works, it works. I don't know how Atherton would do against that.
No, this is Longreach versus Atherton.
No, I'm talking about Wild Lake, how they beat Longreach, and the fact that Longreach still was able to pull that win out. It's very impressive, and Longreach has had caught fire ever since like midway through the season. They were struggling in the beginning, but they won, you know, some big games later in the season, and they've been hot. So it's going to be a great game once again. But I feel like Atherton, you know, they're doing pretty good right now. I think they'll win.
Yeah. You guys have any closing comments to say about this high school basketball season? Nope. Well,
I don't know. I'd just say, like, I think this was a pretty solid season in terms of overall talent on every team. You know, like, there's been plenty of upsets and, like, crazy games this year. And I think every team has been, you know, very talented. You know, it's not like the talent pool for this county's, like, basketball teams have been low. You know, I feel like in terms of football, teams have been underwhelming this year compared to the last couple years. And I think for basketball, it's held up pretty true to how it's always been, you know, a lot of good teams. No team in the county has really been that horrendous to watch. So that was pretty cool.
And I think Coach Graves deserves a shout out because, you know, the start of the season, he had to deal with a COVID outbreak. And on top of that, he had to deal with a season. Like, he didn't even get to coach that season because that season got canceled. So he's coming off of a year break and he's coming. And then they had to have like a 3-week break while not being able to play any games before that. Well, every other team in the county got to play like a game or two before that. And, you know, Coach Graves never got to coach any of his players on the team this year outside maybe Levi at the varsity level. So what he was able to accomplish with his team was very impressive. So I give a shout out to him.
Yeah, I'd say Coach Graves runs a solid game, loves the game of basketball. I enjoy talking to him every day in sports class. You know, he's a really fun guy and just always a pleasure to see him in at games. And I just want to give a real quick shout out to all the seniors, not just on River Hill, but all around the county, you know, playing their heart out this year. They really got sold last year with the whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
Couldn't play, you know, this year they gave it their all. Everyone out there was just enjoying playing the game of basketball, and really sucks the season ends, but everything comes to an end, and, you know, just got to look towards the future.
All right. Well, that's all I got for you guys. Thank you both for your time.
No problem.
Thanks, Brian.